It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thing, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, here we are, Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, hanging out with Spencer O'Neill.
Yep.
Spencer, you did this show years ago, right?
No,
you didn't do it.
You did my podcast.
I did your podcast.
Yes.
I knew we podcasted together, and I did, I guess Alfred and Imani did Hammer Fisting.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so long ago.
It was like 4 years ago.
I said this podcast. I was like, no, it wasn't this podcast.
No.
This is Hammer Fisting. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know if this podcast, did it exist back
then? I don't think it existed back then.
No, I think you had just started calling yourself Real Ass.
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah. I was doing Legion of Skanks at the time. It was my buddy Jonas Barnes set me up on a bunch of gigs to come out to Seattle and Yakima, Washington and Tacoma. And it was actually my first headlining string of gigs. I headlined one other weekend and like a one-nighter before, but like it was my first time going out and doing a handful of them. And I met you guys, and you guys are super fucking cool guys. You were very funny back then. I remember your stand-up was very funny. I'm assuming that your life has fallen apart because you're still here.
Yeah, I drive a nicer car.
Ish. You said that to me because
it costs the same amount, but it's nicer.
Picked me up from the airport. He's like, "Dude, my car got a way better car this time," and I'm like, "Oh, good. We're going to be in a nice car."
We almost didn't make it because we had to go up a hill last time, and the car just started slowing down. And you're like, "Could you go faster?" And I go,
"His
no.
car's." I want everyone to know his car's not nice now.
It's a Volvo S6. What do you have?
Yeah, but I live in New York City.
I don't care.
If I had a car, I promise you, it would be better
than a transit system or a subway. It's probably faster than the subway. In terms of,
I don't think
speed
so. I think if me and you were to race from anywhere in New York City, I can get around on public transportation much faster than you can get around in your Volvo.
Yeah, but not here, so it's all relative.
That's true. I guess you're right.
You have to wait for the bus. You get stabbed, and then you're going to be in the hospital.
I mean, at what point does it become, even in a city like Seattle, at what point is it not worth it to have a car? Because Uber and Lyft have become so affordable now. When you're in a city, are there people that live in Seattle that don't have cars that just bike and then Uber and Lyft?
Yeah.
There are, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming
all the Amazon people. They work for Amazon because it's downtown.
I just mean the giant people.
It's
That's
all
crazy.
Just tall women in bikinis down there.
That's
crazy.
Pretty cool. Okay,
but
so
they all ride bikes.
Yeah.
Take Ubers.
Because you don't, I would assume even now, like, why have to deal with it? Why not just do an Uber? Like, how often are you going out? I guess you do the road a lot, so you need your car for the road. But if you were just living in Seattle, you just had a regular fucking day job.
Yeah.
You were doing what you were doing. How often are you really going out and doing things that you couldn't just Uber?
People here, not at all. People here are very recluse and very cunty. Like, they're all... Can I say that? Am I allowed to curse?
No, there's no cursing,
the real
actually.
Ass podcast?
Yeah, they're going to bleep that out, actually.
Okay. That's fine. Because as long as it's bleeped.
Yeah, of course.
But no, they're all cunty here. So they just stay within like a mile radius of where they live.
It does have a... People have a...
And if you go into their neighborhoods, it's almost like gang warfare, but it's very passive-aggressive gang warfare.
Right,
so,
right.
So like, if like the Crips and Bloods just stared at each other.
Right. Instead of being, you know, gangbangers, they were like vegans and coffee snobs.
Yeah.
And they would just fucking not stare
and
at each other.
If you look how I look, just as a normal white dude walking into their neighborhood.
Well, you look like you might be hunting Jews or some sort of browns. You have a large...
Well, I do that outside the city.
Yeah, you have a beard. There's another thing with like white, tall white guys with beards. You know, you look like you're about to be on the front lines fighting Antifa members. You really have that look and vibe. So I understand why they don't like you. Isn't it weird? You walk into nice neighborhoods now and they go, ugh, disgusting bearded white man.
Gross.
And now me as a brown person, and they should be terrified of me because I'm coming to take their shit and do bad things to their families.
They're happy you're there.
But they're like, oh, thank God. We're diversifying the neighborhood.
Do
you know what I'm doing to your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm coming to do to your fucking
people
women?
People scream slurs at me. They're like, get out of here, white man.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah. It really is. And
and it's actually happened. Like, I've been stared down in nicer neighborhoods just for being...
I believe it.
It's really funny.
I believe it.
Not like... You can tell I'm not the affluent,
you're
hipster
not,
white that they
yeah,
like.
You're not the white that they like.
Yeah.
I'm also not the Puerto Rican they like. When they talk about like they want their neighbors to be gentrified and they want everyone to be fucking diverse, they want like Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, that's the type of black guy they want. They don't want... When you go to Harlem, okay, in my hood... I'm telling you right now, they don't get it, okay? Like, if you go to Harlem, this is the truth, right? If you were just a fucking white nerdy guy that's like, you know, fighting for the rights of women and minorities, and you're like, you know what, I really believe in that. And you really truly, in your heart's in the right place, and you really want to do that. If you walked into any project in Harlem, any project building where it's fucking young 17, 18-year-old thuggy kids who are hanging out, within... just hang out for an hour to an hour and a half, you're going to be robbed every single fucking time.
I actually, surprisingly, because I grew up with black people, but I still just act like a normal white dude. I like, you know, some.
But you're not the guy who's going to get robbed because you're a bigger guy.
Well,
you're,
I also don't care. Like there's white people. That,
you're
like,
not carrying yourself. Those people who are fighting for the rights of fucking those nerds who are.
I'm the kind of white guy that, like, cool, get your rights. I'm not going to help you. Like, I'll watch from the side.
Yeah, you're also.
You do what you got to do. If you get it, that's great. If you don't get them,
brown people don't want.
Try harder.
In my experience, brown people don't want to have their fucking hands held.
Yeah.
I because I'm Hispanic, I don't want to be told like, oh, well, he needs a. Come on, he needs, you know, more. Come on. Yeah. That's offensive to me. As a brown person, that's very offensive to me. And most people that I know that have at least somewhat, you know, a head on their shoulders or a little bit of success, they sort of feel the same way. But I think it is very funny because it is you are.
I was hanging out with this Mexican guy. We were doing cocaine in this bar. And this girl comes up and she hands him a beer and she goes, it's $5. And he goes, what? And I go, oh, he only speaks Spanish. And she goes, that's racist. And he was like, don't fucking protect me from my friends.
Yeah.
And he like got mad at it. I go, that's hilarious.
Of course.
And then he had cocaine all over his shirt.
We all speak that language.
Because he was just doing it openly in the bar.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it is a... It's borderline offensive. It makes you, you know, it makes me feel like I'm being treated like a second class citizen, you know. But I will say, like, Seattle, it sort of has that reputation as being this like super liberal, like fucking PC city. I don't know. I don't really feel it anywhere. I'm not staying in what you would probably call Seattle. I don't know what this is. This isn't Seattle.
North Gates, North Seattle. It's about 8 miles north of downtown.
This shit's fucking, it's a little bit.
There's a lot of prostitutes.
Is there?
They used to be ugly. They're actually quite attractive.
Where?
On the road right over there. I can get you one. I can't.
I don't really want to get a hooker, but I'll go look at them. Can we go look at them?
Fucking, you're like, what are you doing? You're hot. What are you doing?
Don't you feel that way sometimes? You see like porn stars. There's certain porn stars that you see and you're like,
until you see him in like, have you ever just like watched the behind the scenes?
No,
dude. I see why you do porn.
You're
fucking either they like.
We're trying to set up a search for the next male porn star with Library Girl. What's her name?
I don't know that one.
Let me look her up. Hold on a second.
Library Girl.
Library Girl.
Is that a girl that like jerks, like masturbates in a library?
She masturbated in the library. What's her
name? There's a couple of those. I've seen those. Did she get caught one time?
She got kicked out of school.
I think that's the one that was viral.
Oh yeah, she's.
Was she blonde?
Crazy hot dude. Yeah, Kendra Sunderland.
Oh, yeah, this I think bitch. I've heard of... maybe.
She's crazy.
I don't know.
Dude, she's crazy. I talked about this on the last show. She's so hot that I can't stop talking about how hot she is. She needs to fucking get with the program and just marry a billionaire already. It's ridiculous.
New porn stars to me are come like on. New comics. I just can't remember their names.
Yeah, you can't keep up with them. What are you going to do?
Older porn stars but, are like, oh, I know them.
Yeah.
Somebody just said a porn star's name the other day in conversation, not referencing porn, and I knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, which porn star was it?
It was Madison Ivy.
I know the name. Don't know her. It sounds like deodorant.
Yeah. She had big boobs. She got big boobs. I'm hoping I'm saying the right name. I could be blanking.
This isn't when you picture Seattle. Like I was on my live stream before and I was like, I gotta get some food. And they were like, go down by the water. You'll find like delicious seafood. And I'm looking for water.
They said water?
Yeah, water. Well, I say water.
Go down by the water.
And you can't see water anywhere, right? So then I was walking around the area and I saw KFC. And every part of me didn't want to go in. And I fought the urge, and then I walked up the block a little bit more, and I saw, like, nothing. It was just a fucking highway, and then I went back, and I had the brand new chicken and waffles from KFC.
Yeah.
Not bad. Are you a chicken and waffle guy?
I'm a chicken and waffle, but Seattle fucks it up because they use chicken strips, and that drives me, like, you see it on a menu, and you're like, fucking, I want to eat some chicken and waffles, and then you go, and they're like, breaded chicken strips. You're like, this is not fucking chicken and waffles. This is chicken and waffles. This is waffles and chicken strips.
It depends on what you look. Yes, I agree with you. It's supposed to be a fucking, honestly, it's supposed to be dark meat.
Drumstick.
Thigh and a drumstick.
Yeah.
because black people,
chicken breasts are terrible.
I feel bad because I think black people went through the same thing that I went through as a kid, because I just convinced myself that I like dark meat, and it was because my white family members would throw me the scraps.
Oh.
Like on Thanksgiving, they would just throw me a turkey leg or like a fucking, the, you know, the shitty underside of the thigh, and they were like,
we used to do
Lewis,
that for that's, the Puerto Rican kid that lived with us too.
Yeah,
that's, just throw them dark meat.
That's what you like. And then so that's why I think black people, I think they were just being thrown chicken scraps, and they convinced themselves it's good. Like they eat fucking crazy shit, like pig's feet and fucking,
yeah, chicken skin. When I lived in a black neighborhood recently, they got stores called Red Apple here. I don't know if that's on the East Coast, but it's like, that's how you know you're in the ghetto,
right?
I mean,
it's
Seattle,
like Kennedy Fried Chicken.
I use, quote, ghetto here is not very. It's like, oh, they are slightly poorer, but they have chicken skin. You can buy. You just buy straight chicken skin.
Just the skins of chicken.
Greatest fucking thing you've ever. But if you ever get a chance, buy chicken skin.
Yeah.
Fry it up. It's like bacon. You fry it up. And then you just put it like on a sandwich, like a ham sandwich.
Don't eat anything that they're selling to people in the hood. This is,
I gotta, you know what? That's how you get a good immune system.
You're gonna fucking get stomach cancer.
I can't actually eat good food.
I don't eat anything that they gear toward black people.
Yeah.
Because I know they're not fucking, black people aren't checking the labels, okay? Yeah. And you know, any,
I just wanted to fit in, you know.
Fanta. I bet you. I don't know, but I bet you that, like,
whenever I would say something racist, I'd be like, I can't be. I'm eating chicken skin.
Yeah.
It's on my sandwich here.
That actually sounds more racist than not. What? I'm not racist. I eat chicken skin, nigga. It's fucking crazy.
Well, I do finish it that way
too. Yeah. It sounds like a stereotype that somebody would make up about black people.
That they eat chicken skin on
their
sandwiches.
Yeah, it's like, what? I eat chicken skin, motherfucker.
I hate mayonnaise, but I love chicken skin on my sandwiches. Yeah,
it's fucked up.
That is a known black stereotype.
But, look, I don't mind. I live in New York, so there's a lot of, like, diversity of, like, food you can get. So you'll go to a nice fucking, like, brunch spot, and they'll have chicken and waffles. They'll do chicken strips, whatever. They do some crazy shit sometimes. There's some, you know, but KFC gives you either option. You could do chicken strips, or you could do just a piece of chicken. Oh. You can choose whatever you want, doggy.
Nice.
So I guess.
Are they good waffles?
Well, here's really the thing. Is it really that KFC has fucking chicken and waffles now, or do they just add a waffle to their menu?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It wasn't like a stretch to add.
Motherfucker, chicken. They got chicken. They got chicken. What are we talking about here?
Chicken and waffles. No, you have waffles.
Yeah, no, you have waffles. So if I'm judging it based off the new KFC waffle, it's not that good. Like if we're going what they added to the menu, the new KFC waffle is kind of horseshit.
Those waffles. Oh, it's a KFC waffle.
What? Nobody would ever just go, let me get three waffles from KFC.
Yeah.
And they give you a little fucking Mrs. Buttersworth.
Is it Mrs. Buttersworth?
It's Mrs. Buttersworth.
Okay.
The fucking,
they collaborate.
Who's Mr. Buttersworth? What a cuck.
He left.
Like, he's not around.
He filled her with his syrup, and he's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta pick up some cigarettes.
Shit, he left with Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking, yeah, and so I'm also going, like, this is how garbagey, like, people are, like, that eat, like, fast food
and
KFC. You
know what I like about Mrs. Buttersworth? She never got remarried.
She didn't give a shit.
He left, but she was like,
she,
you know,
kept
what?
The name. She was
that
like, yo.
That was my love.
She was like, you know what? I've developed a name for my. Yeah. She was already selling fucking syrup as Mrs. Buttersworth out of the back of her fucking.
Aunt Jemima didn't even ever get married. She's just somebody's sister.
She's fucking some aunt, some fat bitch.
She's just like, oh, that's Aunt Jemima. She's got cats.
Yeah.
And syrup. There's syrup all over her cats.
Mrs. Buttersworth, though, the reason he left is because she couldn't have kids, though.
Oh.
She was barren.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It's a depressing story, actually.
She kept having stillborns that tasted just like butter.
Yeah, she killed herself, actually.
It was butter infused stillborn.
So, but they use Mrs. Buttersworth, and I'm going like, and they advertise it on the sign. They're like, with Mrs. Buttersworth syrup. And I'm going like, you're just fucking garbage.
Except for you got sucked into the advertisement. You're like,
Dougie, look, I'm garbage. I'm not
waffles?
Pretending that I'm not garbage. I'm a horrible, terrible human being, and I was raised as such. I have to fight my instincts to not be a bad person.
I'm not judging you. After probably simultaneously when you were getting KFC waffles, we're not going to call it chicken and waffles, we're just going to call it KFC waffles.
When I got a waffle from KFC,
I was
and I happened
McDonald's
to also get some chicken.
Getting their new triple stack McGriddle.
That is disgusting.
I'm not judging
as well.
You.
Zach Amico, who does this show, God bless his soul. Zach, shout out. Wish he'd be on the show today with me. But he loves it. And he tried to order it, and they denied him. They didn't have it at the McDonald's he went to recently.
They did that to me, and I got furious, which is not a good sign.
Yeah, no, it's not good. You can't get angry over...
I've been getting angry too much at drive-thrus.
Yeah, fast food options.
I've
got to
really...
Yeah.
I got to cut that down, I think. Because I got to go back to them, so it's really awkward.
It really is. I actually did that recently.
Yeah.
I did this recently. This is actually my fault. This is such a fucking... I don't even know if I told this story on the show. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I went to... There's a wings place, like a wing wagon or whatever, in Harlem near my apartment.
It's called Wing Wagon?
one of them. There's a bunch of them.
A terrible name.
Atomic Wings.
Okay.
So, and there is a Wing Wagon, by the way. It's Atomic Wings. And I go there a lot, like a lot, especially when I was training as well, because they have like non-breaded wings. They have an option to this non-breaded, just like hot sauce with no sugar in it. Like I could eat that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Or it's something that's not a big cheat meal for me because it doesn't have carbs or anything. So I was going there a lot, especially, but you know, my girlfriend lives with me, my son, fuck it. It's just this spot that's 2 blocks away from my apartment. So we just happen to be there a couple times a week. At least somebody's going to be going in there. Right. So one day I walked there with my son. I had ordered food, walked there with my son, and I forgot my credit card at home, which is like 2 blocks away. Now, I know the girl behind the counter. Like I've ordered from this person so many times. It's fucking crazy to me. Like, so I told her, I was like, oh shit, and I'm here, the food's ready. I was like, I forgot my credit card. Can I just bring this home and then just call you with my credit card from at home? Which, that request sounds, I see your fucking face right now, Spencer, you cocksucker. It sounds,
how do you not know your credit card number?
You know what's funny? I do now.
Yeah.
I didn't at the time. I didn't. And I don't know if she would have even fucking typed it in. She was just being a fucking cunt.
Motherfuckers that won't type it in, like when it doesn't swipe. I had somebody break my card trying to swipe it, and I go, can you just type it in? They're like, no, we can't.
Oh, I'd be in jail. I would literally, I would have broken that guy's spine in half. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
puff and puff.
So I'm like, yeah, I was like, can I just call you? I'll be home in like 2 minutes. I live right around the corner. You know, I'm here all the time. You know me, lady. Like I fucking, and she's like, ooh, sorry, we can't. And I'm like, you can. You can. I mean, you won't. And my kid's here, and I'm not trying to get angry. I'm like, all right, my kid's fucking with me. And I want his memory to be my dad can't afford to pay. Like, he's only going to be like, my dad didn't have money for food, and he argued with a lady to steal it from her, I guess. Like, that's his. He's not picking up the nuance of, I'm there all the time. James, I'm there all the time. Okay, he knows.
Did you do that really annoying thing where somebody pulls up their bank account and is like, look, I have the money?
No. I'm not that much of a fucking hand job.
I have the money.
It would have been embarrassing what I showed her. It wouldn't have been good. She would have been like, that's all you have?
You have exactly the amount.
Yeah. But I'm like, what you're going to do is like, and I said, I was like, I'm going to leave and I'm not going to come back. And I was like, I'm never going to come back. I'm a regular customer. So you're going to lose me as a customer and you're just going to throw out that food. So, and I didn't even go this far in it, but like in my head, I'm going like, so here's you, if I'm just a business owner, right? And I am a business owner and this woman's one of the owners. Okay. So I just play it out in my head. I go, okay, what is the worst case scenario here? Is this guy steals food with his 5-year-old child, right? Steals food, never fucking see this guy again. The absolute worst case scenario. And we never see him again. And we're out on the whatever fucking, you know, $11 that it costs us or $8 it costs us in food to fucking, you know, make it.
It's a good price for wings.
No. It was like a $30 order. But
why didn't you say that? Why'd you make it $11?
Well, for them, it cost them like $10 or whatever.
Right. It's not, you're talking about cost.
Yeah, the cost for them or whatever it cost them, right? Just play it out in your head. Ready? Because right now he's leaving and you're throwing the food out anyway. The food's gone. You're losing that money absolutely no matter what. Now, the best case scenario is you go like, oh, it's a regular customer. I'm going to treat him as a regular customer. I know this, like, it's not a debate if like this fucking person knows me, but I'm going to treat him as a valued customer and say, oh, of course, I don't want to inconvenience you. You're with your kid. It's fucking, you know, you got to walk a few blocks.
What if they don't like you and they saw an opportunity to get rid of you?
Maybe. Forever?
Like
maybe
this was it. They're like, fucking
maybe, but now, finally. Now I don't go there. Now I just send my girlfriend in and pretend I never go there. But in their mind, the perception from them, is that they lost a customer for life.
But they didn't.
My girl's so angry too because I make her do it every time now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was, I was at a McDonald's and I got this coupon for like free wings, like buy one, get one set up, and I got it at a different store, but I went to redeem it and they were like, this is not a real card. Like, this is not a real coupon. And I go, no, it's what? It was given to me by one of the managers. I was like, I'm not making fake.
Other you complained
coupons.
And you were given a coupon in the past.
Then, yeah. I was like, can I have, I didn't even complain. Like, the guy took a while and he was just, here, have these. So we took them. And I go, you can call the guy. And they're like, no. And then I was like, well, fuck you. Look how fat I am. You're losing a lot of money. And then I went to drive away, but
you
I had to
calling
sit.
Yourself fat?
Yeah.
He's like Eminem and 8 Mile. He's sort of trashing yourself so they couldn't trash you.
I saw him thinking about it. I was like, not today. I'm going to take that away from you. And then I couldn't drive away because it was like busy. So I had to sit there angry, and then I never went back. I can't go back. Like, I can't bring myself to go back there. Yeah. I go to other McDonald's.
I know.
I still go to McDonald's.
But you just inconvenience yourself now.
Yeah. It's a terrible one. It's all franchised around here, so they're all completely different in what they serve and the price and stuff.
Yeah, I can't do it. And I'm really... I'm just so big on customer service. I really like great customer service, and when I have bad customer service, it irks me to a point where I fucking can't shake it. But I am in anger management now. I have been doing better. I've been traveling a lot too. This is a good time to go to anger management because I've been just getting tested constantly every day.
Yeah, you're very
every
angry
single day.
This podcast.
Wait, oh, just now? Yeah, I was a little bit
very angry.
But I kind of controlled myself.
Once I came over and tried to help you.
No, that was getting more annoyed. I was like, don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me,
you
whore.
To be fair, that was really annoying, but it was so funny to watch you.
The whole thing fucking was annoying. So here's what happened, okay? I'm performing. I'll take this moment to plug some shit as well. Next Friday night, the 23rd of November, this is Black Friday, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas for an 8 p.m. show at The Secret Group, which is a really cool club. I did it with Tony Hinchcliffe. We did Kill Tony, Dave Smith, Tony, Brian Redban, maybe a year and a half ago, and I love that place. But there was a miscommunication because they had just not gotten back to me with some information, and I just assumed the show wasn't happening. I assumed the show wasn't happening because they were kind of slow responding to me, and I haven't really been promoting the show because I didn't think I just literally thought it wasn't happening. They didn't get back to me the last time I reached out to them. So I just see right before we start the show, this is a week before the show in Houston, they tag me in a post on Twitter and Instagram. Luis J. Gomez is next Friday night, and I don't have tickets yet. I'm fucking... So right as I'm about to start this show, now I'm getting frantic and like, oh my God, holy shit, I got to fucking go promote this show in Houston. Because, you know, first of all, it's a pretty big room. Second of all, you know, a week out is not a long time to promote it, so I had to go cut a commercial and do all this other shit. So that's kind of what happens when I get angry, is something goes wrong, and then it sets off a chain reaction of other things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And if I don't stop myself and relax and control myself, the next thing that goes off...
Well, to be in your defense, which is very rare for people on your podcast to do, is to defend you of your own anger. Everything kept going wrong for you.
Yeah.
Like, you went to use the computer and it started playing another podcast.
Started playing Bisping's podcast. It wasn't playing out of anything.
No,
I was trying to check the fucking
shut
ad.
Everything down. It still kept playing.
Oh, man. It made me
that
so
was
angry.
Really... I thought you were going to break your computer.
No, it was fine. But see, you don't even know me that well because that was very minimal. That was me really being under control because yeah. I can get very, very, very worked up. But it's been good. I feel a lot better about it, controlling myself and not having, I guess, what I would define as an episode and going over the top and flipping out and fucking, you know, cursing people out. You know, I mean, I was in a cab the other day and the guy straight up, we were going straight, there was no traffic, and he made a turn onto Broadway to go toward Union Square. Now, this doesn't really mean much to you, but anybody who knows New York City, but no, you don't know what this turn means in the terms of fucking
traffic.
Nobody in the world would do this. Nobody in the world would ever. We're going across. It's a 20th Street going east. There's no traffic. It's fucking clear. I'm looking at it, right? We got to go to the East Village. He turns on a Broadway, one fucking lane Broadway, dead stop traffic, straight down to Union Square. It was crazy. It was like God was fucking testing me. It was like he was fucking with me. And as soon as he did it, I was like, yeah, why? And I did get myself a little worked up. And I had to ask him over and over again. I don't know what the rules are with anger management. Am I allowed to be upset at all? I'm allowed to be a little bit upset. I had another episode today. So I did express to him that I was upset. All I did was express it. I was like, hey, look. I was like, why would you turn on the Broadway? Like, why would you do that? Like, we're obviously, there's no. He's like, oh, yeah, you can't. And I was like, no. I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, buddy, you can get out if you want to get out. And I was like, cool, I'm going to get out. Thank you. And then I got out and I left. And I didn't pay for that part of the ride.
I would have probably just gotten out without saying anything while he was stopped at a light. Like, that's the kind of shit. That's how I just get so upset that I just do things that people... Like, I've stopped having sex with somebody because they said something that annoyed me.
Really?
I had a girl.
He was like...
She went to... Like, we were fooling around and she...
He was like, dude, your pubes are getting caught in my beard.
Yeah. I was like,
I'm done.
Shut up, man. And I fucking pushed his head away.
Yeah.
No, this girl, she like headbutted me because she like lost balance because she was a little drunk. And I was just like, yeah, I'm done. I just got up, put my pants on.
He's dating roller derby girls?
Yeah. He was a professional wrestler. She just took...
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. She was just some girl I met at a show.
Nice.
And I go, I'm done. I just put my pants back on and I left and I never talked to her again.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck
just
her.
Don't headbutt me. Yeah, there's a lot I'll put up with.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I fucking... at the airport today. And I was already checked in. And I'm already good. I go to the counter to go order breakfast. Go to order a breakfast sandwich. Go to order a Breve latte. And
you're so posh. You're talking about brunch earlier. You're getting Breve lattes.
Doggy, I really, if you look at my life.
This is why I don't have white guilt.
I've never
had brunch.
You've never had brunch? You need to just get the fuck out. We're going to go to the steam room after this.
All right.
Me and you are going to the fucking steam room at 24 Hour Fitness. And you're going to watch me finagle some fucking free guest passes. I'm going to pretend we're here on business.
Oh, of course.
And we're fucking, I'm not paying for those guest passes. Suck a dick, 24 Hour Fitness. So, yeah, I go to Equinox. I literally go from being like fucking rolling a blunt in a street corner and smoking in a stairwell to walking into Equinox to going into like a business meeting with literally millionaires and fucking like, you know, I had a meeting with a guy who was worth $250 million a week ago. To from there going and meeting like my fuck like a guy that I know from the hood that we just fucking smoke weed with and we'll sit on a stoop and just talk shit for a while. I have a fucking crazy weird. I like nice things because I've never had nice things, but I'm definitely rooted in fucking being a piece of garbage. I don't think that will ever change. I'll never have enough. The amount of training that I would have to undo from being a piece of garbage in the most formative years of my life. Like, it's not like I you know, my mom married into money when I was 9 and then I sort of learned how to grow up around people with money. It's like, no, I started making money 2 years ago and it's not like I'm rich, but like I make okay money now and I can like afford to like buy nice things for myself and go nice places. But it's like 34 years of being trained to like live your life like a piece of garbage and cut corners and play gray area and steal and manipulate and fucking that shit will never change. It pains me to buy toothpaste to this day.
Yeah.
Because I could just put it in my fucking sleeve so easily. And I mean, it's fucking, dude, I stole toothpaste.
I just use peroxide. I don't use toothpaste anymore.
I mean, look at my teeth and look at your teeth.
Yeah, my teeth are fucking amazing.
Are they? Let me see.
You can't see it through my beard. I've been just drinking coffee all day. We're not
your teeth do
teeth.
Not look great. You
my
should be using more than peroxide.
Peroxide's great. What are you talking
doggy,
about?
Doggy, your teeth.
Peroxide is so good for your
we're
teeth.
We're going to post some pictures of our teeth after this, and I'm going to show you.
No,
I'm
using, not, because I've been drinking
I use
coffee.
Charcoal toothpaste twice a week. I use fucking...
Charcoal toothpaste?
It's really nice.
Jesus right, Christ. Dude. You're like the girl.
They were
I
all stained.
Here.
They were all fucking stained yeah. like a year ago.
You try peroxide.
No.
Because it, you know, makes your hair blonde, makes your teeth white.
There you go. That'll do
that's
it.
That's what M&M used to
probably melting your brain somehow.
No, it's good. Because I don't like toothpaste.
No.
It makes me gag for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a bunch of people out there listening to this Real Ass podcast going, that guy...
He gets it.
He gets it, you know? It's a dollar for a fucking thing of the peroxide.
I don't... I would not
swish
buy
it
things...
Your mouth, kills all the germs.
We do a segment on this show called Scam That Jew. Do you have any good scams that the people can get away with? That nice and easy scam, maybe nobody can get in trouble?
Print out fake... McDonald's coupons?
That reminded me of it, actually.
Yeah. No.
That was, I mean, that was, there
know.
Were scams like that for a while. You could do things like that.
I'd have to think. I don't do much now. I just kind of go on the road and everything's paid for.
I'll give you a good one. And the fans know this one. This is a good, solid one. Go to Starbucks and order mobile and then take a screenshot of it when it says it's ready. Okay. And then just go to any other Starbucks and be like, oh, I'm waiting for my mobile order. And they're going to go, well, we don't say what's your name, but Spencer. Be like, I don't say it. And then show them, be like, you know, I ordered it. And they're going to go, oh, that's the fucking Main Street location. You're at the wrong location. And then 99.9% of the time they go, don't worry, would you get a latte here? And then they just make it for you.
They only do that because you're brown.
No, that's not true. They would do it
they're
for you. They would do it especially for you if they were
no
white.
To you anymore. Because they'll be called racist.
I know, but they would...
It's not a scam. That's you.
The reason that
cheating.
That whole thing out. Happened was because subconsciously they would believe a white guy more than they would believe a brown person. So that whole thing sort of blew up and got out of control. And it's stupid. It's stupid. I mean,
I think people
if don't... I... Let me tell you something. If I own a fucking restaurant, if I own a coffee shop, okay, if you touch the bathroom door without purchasing something, I'm going to murder you in whatever the most racially appropriate way for your race is.
Yeah.
So if you're an Asian person, we're gonna fucking
1,000 cuts.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking make you fall on a
you're
sword.
A katana for some reason.
Yeah. We're gonna make you
that Asian guy with a katana.
Yeah, a Jew. We're gonna fucking put you in a gas chamber, make you swallow pennies or something.
Yeah.
black guy. There's a multitude that I could think of.
Something to do with a gun.
It's going
to
be fucked up. Yeah. Okay, no matter what, I'm going to do it in a fucked up way.
How would you kill a white guy?
Don't touch. Just cancer. Slow.
Just cancer.
Slow.
Oh, is that our stereotype?
Yeah, slow, happy, cancer-y death.
Those white guys.
Surrounded by loved ones.
And their cancer.
Invite their friends and family in. Yeah. You know what? Give them a long life, though.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
You don't fucking touch my... And that's, by the way, that is also how people in the hood feel. If you go to a Chinese restaurant in the fucking hood, it's 6 inches of fucking bulletproof glass, and there's no bathroom. They tell you to shit in your fucking pants.
Yeah.
That's it. Get the fuck out of my face.
Have you ever shitting in your pants?
I kind of feel like I have to shit in my pants right now. And shitting, I don't think is a word.
Shit in your pants.
You said, have you ever shitting?
Shit in your pants.
I think you said, have you ever shitting?
It's called slang. I know uptown people don't understand street slang.
You call me an uptown girl? You call me references from Billy Joel's song?
A lot of trouble.
Oh, shit.
You can't relate to us street guys.
What was I fucking talking about a minute ago? How do we even get here?
I don't know.
I always do this. This podcast should just be the ADD podcast because ADD, I just fucking ramble.
The real ass distraction podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just fucking, I just get going. I wrote down topics and everything, yeah. But.
There's one I gave you that really is pissing me off.
We'll see when we get there. I'm going to leave this conversation. Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave the conversation. We'll get there when we get
there.
Whatever.
It's your
Spencer.
Podcast. If you want it to suck, then it's on you.
All right, I like it. Fine. We'll talk about this. Oh, but anyway, whatever. Go to Houston. That's what this all came down from. Go to Houston next Friday, the 23rd, November 23rd. I got Portland coming up at the end of the month. Los Angeles, December 5th. San Francisco, I believe, is going to be December 2nd. And then I'm closing everything out for my tour in Denver on December 7th. So I got to still announce the San Francisco and Denver locations. But stay tuned, guys. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com is the website. Grab tickets for all of those shows there. Especially, listen to me. Houston, I got a week to fucking promote. Listen to me. Come out. Bring fucking 10 friends. Bring 20 friends. Do whatever you got to do. I need a packed out show in Houston. I'm promoting this 1 week out. I cannot have a not packed out show, okay? So believe me, I'm going to tell you right now, I will make it an extra fucking special show. If I know tickets are moving, I'll bring a special guest from New York as well. So make sure you guys grab your tickets right now. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. Spencer, what do you have to promote before we keep the show going?
Not much.
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, I'm going to be in, I don't know when this episode comes out.
This will be out live tomorrow on Guest Digital, and then it'll be on iTunes on Monday.
It's going to be live tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, live to tape.
Yeah. On Saturday, I'm in Wenatchee. I don't know. I just go out with a headliner, and she knows where all the places are.
Okay, yeah. I see you touring on the road. You got a website?
I'm an opener, so I don't have much to. I got a website, yeah. SpencerO'Neill.com.
Fuck yeah.
S-P-E-N-S-E-R O'Neill. Like the surfboard company.
Fuck yeah, dude. And were you, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you were rooting for Ryan O'Neill in our fight.
No. I was rooting for you.
Sort of.
It's all on text and tweets. I gave the illusion that I was going to, I was playing both sides for a minute. Mm. And then I went for the real ass rattlesnake.
Did you know Ryan?
No. Mm. He just had my last name and you said something about O'Neill. So I thought you were just being rude to me for no reason.
Okay. All right, doggy.
People can go back and check the text.
A lot of people
I'm at Spencer O'Neill.
A lot of people didn't have faith. A lot of people didn't have faith.
I did want to make fun of you for the way you punched, though. You had short punches. You didn't have a very good reach.
No. Can I tell you what happened there? Okay. Look. Can I be completely honest?
No,
first
go
of all,
it.
I will fucking annihilate you.
No,
right
you would
now
not with those, but I would just stand
doggy,
a foot away.
I will
from
fucking murk you.
And you would never hit me.
All right. When we drilled for the fight and we drilled for the striking, I drilled specifically just pumping the jab, just pumping it out. And literally what we drilled was don't even worry about trying to hit him with it. Just keep it so he can't come forward.
No, your jab was fine. It was your cross that didn't go past your chest.
Just shut the fuck up, okay?
Your ground game was good, though.
So, well, no. I had never been in a competitive fight like that. I've been in street fights here and there. Like,
I'm
a couple punches.
I'm teasing you, but your shit goes out the window as soon as you get into a fight.
But, well, no, it didn't. Here's the thing. It didn't go out the window. What we did was we drilled. And that's how I looked when I was training with the striking. And it was really just to, you know, I should have committed more. And this is what happened between the second and third round. Bisping told me, he was like, dude, what are you doing? He was like, hit him with your fucking overhand right. He was like, what are you doing? You're not even trying to hit him. This is what he said to me. He was like, you're not trying. He was like, if you try to hit him and he was like, you're going to hurt him every time. And that's when you see the difference between the second and third round. I started landing the overhand right over and over again in the third. But it's, you don't know until you're fucking there. And in retrospect, I look back and I go, holy shit, dude, I could have fucking done so. I mean, I, dude, the fucking armbar was in the first. Rear naked choke was in the first. I could have pounded him out in the first. There were so many things that happened, and you look back and you go, oh shit, dude. That, you know, you want to run it back and you want to do it again. But when you're in there, it's such a weird, awkward feeling of like, this is the first time you're doing it and you're feeling this guy. You don't exact. I had no idea if he could fucking lift his leg and kick me in the head. We talk all this shit. I had no idea if he could literally just say, hey, dude, I'm going to fucking snap my and knock me the fuck out with a head kick. My girlfriend's in the crowd. My kid's going to fucking watch this. No matter what, my kid's going to watch this one day, no matter what happens.
You get home, your kid's all packed up. He's left. It's not my dad. I can't handle this.
But, you know, it's like, it's a weird fucking thing. So I think people were going like, oh dude, why are we just punching light in front of face? I was like, well, that's literally what we drilled, and now I understand more what my coach meant by it.
Yeah,
now that I look in retrospect, because it wasn't so much that like, don't try to hit him. He was more or less saying, try to hit him, but don't worry about trying to hit him as much. Yeah. Don't chase him down. And I'm connected with that more now that I've actually done it.
Yeah.
Before you do, you don't fucking know. I'll murder you right now, Spencer O'Neill.
No, you wouldn't.
Gomez O'Neill, too. Are you out of your fucking mind? I'll
this
do it.
This O'Neill
right
would destroy you.
Doggy, you don't want this heat. You don't want it. Are you out of your mind? First of all, listen to me. First of all,
I'd have to knock
when's
you
the last
out
time you ran?
Very quickly.
You'd never,
because I would get very
you'd run
tired
circles around nothing. You'd run circles around a fucking
if
donut
it
shop.
If it made it past the half of the first round,
Doggy,
you're going to win.
I don't, if it made it past 45 seconds.
All I got one punch and you're just done.
You're fucking. I gotta post a picture of you. Listen to me. Spencer is a fucking big out of shape white guy. He's got
German
no skills.
Jeans. You give me.
He's
three
got
months,
German fucking jeans. It means
I'm
nothing. Yes, the least rhythmic.
I want to be so. You're gonna be like, what happened to this? No wonder.
I should just start. I should just be fucking fighting no name comics. I should just say, I really line them up and knock them down. I'll fight one of you guys a month.
You beat up one O'Neill.
I'll do it. I will only fight no-name comics named O'Neill.
Yeah.
That's the new fucking rule.
Me and that other guy.
That's it.
Except for you'll be 1-2.
Oh, shit. So you were telling me you were playing Red Dead Redemption 2, which I've been enjoying, but...
I had to put it down last. I got so mad because I found a beautiful all-white horse with the highest stats. So I was like, naturally,
all white.
I have to name my horse... like something like offensive. So I go to name my horse, I go to name it Adolf, because I'm like, that's, you know, it's not Hitler.
Right.
And I don't know if you're familiar with Hitler. He's this Austrian guy.
He's a hero of mine. What are you talking about?
Okay, fair enough. Not a lot of people know who he is.
Yeah.
But so I was like, I'm going to name my horse Adolf. And it goes, profanity check. You can't name your horse.
Really?
Adolf, which is just a normal name.
That is a
Adolf
normal name.
Adolf is like John. But I named him Kim Jong-un. That was fine. I could name my horse... that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't name it Adolf, and it's a single player game. So I couldn't enjoy my own profanity.
Yeah, well, you know, that guy got kicked off of YouTube
for
punching
a feminist
in the
I
game.
I found a native village. You can't kill them either.
No.
Yeah.
You can't kill the natives?
No, you can't pull out a weapon.
What I saw online, there was you could bring black people to the KKK.
Probably. I haven't tried that. You have to be mean to them, though. You can't be friends with the KKK. That annoys me. Because, like, I can't be racist
in real life,
but yeah. If I'm in the West, let me be racist.
Hold
you can't
on.
Control me.
Can you be... Let me check this for a second.
What are you
can
checking?
I'm seeing if you can interact, because I saw a video of them dragging a black guy to... Let me see.
I don't think that, because they make the KKK, and I hate spoilings, but they make the KKK stupid. So it's just a bunch of bumbling idiots. Which is fine, you know, the KKK is bad. I have to, you know, obligatorily say that. But
let's see.
Like in the game, I'm like, I want to be friends with these. There's like a racist guy spouting racist shit.
Right here, look. Red Dead Redemption 2. What happens if you bring a black man to the KKK? Let's see what this does.
That's just a guy falling off his horse.
There's his horse.
I'm actually surprised you can actually fuck with black people in the game.
Oh
God, stop this! Run away!
Oh, dude, he got around his
neck. That's fucked up. So he tied up this black guy.
Is he bleed? Is he dead?
He's got his hand on his ass too.
Yeah, well.
No, he's alive.
This is a long video. It's like 10 minutes long. Just skip to the end.
No, it's 3.5 minutes long. So they're just showing him rounding up different black people right now, which is fucked up.
Which is kind of what, like, when a game tells you you can't do something, it makes you want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's stupid that in a game where there's no moral code here, you can the shit
that
I do in this game.
Doggy. You can just shoot somebody's dog.
Don't fucking tell me, dog.
Have you played the game?
Yeah, I have.
You're too busy out at brunch and shit.
No. I like Fortnite more, but my whole thing is the only thing I've done is shoot people's animals in front of them because it's the darkest thing you could do in the game.
I shoot horses.
Dude, I talked about this on the show.
I just shoot
when you shoot the fucking horse and it doesn't die and it just starts freaking out, like, then it runs off and then slows down and it starts bleeding to death.
And it lays on the ground and you just watch it.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It is dark.
But you're not allowed to call your horse Adolf.
But that's where it's weird. Now, I'm not defending anybody's rights to... I'm sure I am. It's not a right. I don't think it's a fucking right to name your horse Adolf. I don't give a fuck, right? So the people who make the game can do whatever they want. It's a privately owned business, right? I believe that... Whatever, dude. Don't buy the fucking game. If you really want to name your horse Adolf, go buy a game where you name your horse Adolf.
There's no games with horses where you can name them.
Well, guess what? Make your fucking game, dude. We figured out the market, dude.
That I have.
You do a horse racing game.
I gotta go buy a real horse and name him Adolf now. But then that's more offensive because it's real life.
Yeah, but the fact that they create this weird moral code where you can. I mean, just shoot a fucking dude in the head, kill a fucking...
Drag him behind your horse.
Dude, torture somebody, have them beg for their life, but...
You could steal money from homeless people.
And then they have a weird thing where, like, this SJW culture has bled into this.
I'm not even trying to name the horse Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm trying to name Adolf, which is... Other people have the name Adolf besides Adolf. If it was, like, Adolf Hitler... People, I could be like, oh, okay, especially because like in Germany, it's probably for Germany, so they can sell it to Germany because it's illegal there. But Adolf is just so there's just some dude who's like, I'm gonna name this horse my name.
I mean, they have triggers, and it's their job as well is to create a game that they want to sell and have you know people purchase it for mass consumption.
But it's a single player,
and
so
they
they're
gonna have an online world soon.
But in single player, I can't name my horse Adolf.
But regardless, what they're doing is they're making a business decision. Because there's not many people who are going to go like, fuck this, I'm not buying this game. They're not letting me do really racist shit. There's just, who's that person? But there are plenty of people that are going to go, oh, really? You could string up a black guy from a tree with a KKK. That image is so fucked up to people that you would literally have people brigading against the game, and the game would probably end up losing a lot of money. Yeah. It's simple business. It's economics. And this is why it happens in the industry all the time.
You're actually making the point way more bigger than it. Like, I get that. Not being able to lynch a black guy in a game. Like, that I get. Not calling your horse Adolf. I think the same amount of people that are mad that they can't string up a black guy and won't play the game is equal to the same amount of people that wouldn't buy the game.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. One Jew is not equal to one fucking...
The power structure.
Some fucking white dude be like, I want to fucking feed a black guy to the KKK. The Jew vote means more.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, they probably... The money.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to say here? And it's...
There's not a lot of white supremacists...
And
investing in video games. So I guess
technically you're right. Like, there's probably not that many people that would freak out about the name Adolf being the game. But what they do is they draw a line.
Yeah.
Right. And when they programmed the game, they said, okay, what are the words that are offensive and can maybe piss people off and fucking. Yeah. So that's kind of where they drew that line. I just think it's kind of silly to draw that line
at Adolf. Hitler,
yeah,
I
agree. I'm with you.
If it was Hitler, I'd be like, all right, I get it. But Adolf.
I think it's a game that's for adults. It's supposed to be open world. It's supposed to be free. You're murdering. You're murdering fucking
anybody
people.
Anybody with a big nose in that game, I shoot them now.
It's a weird thing, dude. It's a weird thing because you can't
take all their money.
You can't have sex with a hooker anymore.
No.
There's no sexual assault in a game like this. There's and the guy's like, he's weirdly like kind of a gentleman. Like, even with the feminist chick, when you don't have options to say fuck you dumb cunt.
Yeah. You can antagonize her, but then he's just polite about it.
Can he say, I don't think women have the right to vote? I don't think he says that.
He just kind of goes, you sound dumb or some shit, and then she's like,
I don't even know what he says. I saw the options that he says. It's
like help him at some point. It's really annoying. You're like, I don't want to help these people.
Yeah.
And like, there's a racist guy handing out cards, and I'm like, I want to go. I don't want to agree with the guy, but I don't want to.
Spencer, you just
want to
go live your fucking racist life in Red Dead Redemption.
Exactly.
Admit it.
I'm not racist in real life, so in my video games, I like to be as racist as possible.
Yeah, but think about this. How far off is your video game from your phone, which is just a video game? Hold on, but listen. But your phone is just a video game to this online world, which is, think about it, step back from it, right? It's just programmed. It's just fucking
my phone
coding.
Adolf.
It's just... But it really is. It's just coding, right? So forget whatever, like you're going, I'm walking a horse around in this game, right? If aliens were to look at just the code, right, and just to look at like what it is,
they probably wouldn't understand.
It's not much of a difference between going on Facebook and posting, just in terms of the physical, what you're doing physically, right? You're logging into a computer and you're sort of playing this game that's in a world that's not real.
Extraterrestrials or illegal aliens? Because I think extraterrestrials would understand that it's a video game.
Yes,
illegal aliens maybe not.
Probably not.
And this is not me saying this. This is my character in the game.
Of course. This is your character, Hister. They wouldn't let you name Hitler, but you...
Hitler is what I call him. Adolf Aid with an A instead of an O.
Yeah.
Hitler. That's my workaround.
So, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you know, social media is not that far off from a video game.
Yeah.
So, and then fucking really nerdy people who submerge themselves in this whole world. I mean, that's their reality. If you're living 10 hours of your life playing a fucking video game, and that's what you're doing, and you're just kind of sitting at a fucking desk, at what point aren't you, you know, what was the fucking movie about the big blue aliens?
Oh, fucking the James Cameron vehicle?
Yeah. What was the fucking Avatar?
Yeah, there you go.
At what point are you just not Avatar? If you're immobile and you're sitting there in a fucking thing and you're basically not conscious, but people in general, I'm saying, like, at what point are you just sort of that? Like, you're living in that world. There was that other movie which I actually kind of really liked.
The Avatars were real people defending their real planet.
Whatever. I didn't really pay attention to the plot.
And they're real unobtainium.
But
it was real. All of it was real, Lewis.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
You sound like my character in the game.
Yeah.
That's how I call everybody.
Nigga, get your horse ate off.
My horse neighs in German.
I'm just saying, like, if you're having the urges to really want to be racist in this game, you're probably also having those urges to be really racist online as well.
It's that they're telling me I can't be, so it makes me want to be more racist in the game.
Yeah, but
does
is that
make sense?
Yes.
I've been doing comedy too long, so I need offensive.
I am with you. Look, dude, I'm with you. I'm very offensive both on stage, on podcasts, and a lot of things that I do. I'm definitely with you. I just think that.
No, it's not that I don't understand it. It's that I was annoyed. And then I was like, I'm not going to play this tonight. And then I didn't have any internet, so I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else in my house that works.
So yeah, I don't.
I got nothing.
I can't. It's a little bit too slow moving.
At first it is. Then it picks up.
I need to move a little bit faster. It's just not like Fortnite's like a fucking sport,
dude. It's good for children too. So that's why you like it.
What, Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a childish game?
It's for children. I mean, I liked it when I played it, but it's the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah. But that's why I like it though, because I get good. It's like
Can you name your weapons?
What?
In that? Because if I can name my weapon, Adolf, in that game, maybe I'll play it.
Whatever you want, technically.
Yeah.
You know? But like, for example, I'm playing with the Kendama, the little wooden toy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm flipping it around, and it's very repetitive. But that's where my ADD kicks in, and I kind of like that repetitiveness. I kind of like over and over again. So with Fortnite, dude, the first time I played Fortnite, I was so fucking bad. Like, it's ridiculous. I remember when I jumped out of the plane, I kept on, like, redeploying my parachute because I didn't know what I was doing. I was, like, freaking out and spinning in circles. And, like... I'm not even good yet at the game. I've never gotten a solo win to this fucking day. I play so much. So much.
I've only gotten double and team, like the four people.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And then once I got those, I was like, I'm good. I got what I wanted.
What do you play on?
I was playing on Xbox.
Let's play, doggy.
Okay, we can play.
Let's fucking squad up, Spencer. Let's get this shit.
Squad up, fam.
By the way, when we squad up, we pretend that we're murdering people of multiple races. Sometimes we just that's part of
I don't need that in that game.
What?
I need it only in Western settings.
Only in Western settings, yeah.
That's my fetish. I know. You put me in a normal setting, I'm like, I'm just a nice guy. I give people money, I help them out. And then if you put me in the West, though, I got to be a rootin' tootin' racist.
Okay, so a 19-year-old is hospitalized after inhaling deodorant spray to get high. Doctors who treated men in the Netherlands are using the case to highlight the consequences of inhaling chemicals. This is another edition of Does It Live? What do you think, Spencer? Do you think that this kid lives 19 years old?
Yeah, I think they lived.
The patient...
How much did they inhale, though?
Had a history of psychotic symptoms, had been admitted to a rehabilitation center for cannabis and ketamine use, and was taking antipsychotic drugs. During a relapse in July, he placed a towel over his head and inhaled deodorant spray to get high, according to the report published Thursday in the BMJ. He became hyperactive, jumping up and down, before blood flow suddenly stopped, causing him to go into cardiac arrest and collapse. He was admitted to the hospital and placed in a medically induced coma.
Does it say what type of deodorant? Because I want to, if it does, I can tell what race they are. They're either white or black.
Well,
there's
it's the Netherlands, so it's likely a white person.
It could, well, not anymore.
There actually is a lot of brown people in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
There's a huge population of people from Suriname, which is a very, very small African country.
Oh,
people don't even know what Suriname is.
No.
I only knew of it because I did a report on it in the fourth grade, and I could not stop telling that to every person that I met from Suriname in the Netherlands, and they couldn't have been any more offended. Like, I'm like, dude, you know your chief export is fucking couch fabric? Do you know that about your own culture? Yeah.
They're like, no, our country is terribly boring.
I was like literally talking to them like they were fucking aliens. It was crazy. So yeah, this guy died actually.
Did he die?
He's dead. This guy fucking is dead, dude.
So was it a white dude, Dutch?
Toxic chemical butane, often used in sprayable household products. Similar effect to alcohol. The intention of abusers is to experience a feeling of euphoria and disinhibition. I didn't know you can get high huffing deodorant.
Yeah, it's full of chemicals.
I had no idea. I didn't know. Is that just people when they huff paint? Like they just, you grab kitchen chemicals and then breathe in the chemicals and it just fucks your head up?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that?
No. I sprayed deodorant on my shirt the other day, but it left a huge white stain, and I was out in public.
That was
just
cum.
A huge. It looked like cum.
Yeah.
All over my chest.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this coat smells. Psst. And then I walked around public.
Yeah, toothpaste looks just like cum too. They don't tell you that when you're a kid.
That's why you got to use peroxide.
Of course.
Gets rid of that cum stain on your teeth.
Because you said you've also never smoked weed in your entire life.
Nope, never have.
Which is crazy.
Today was the first time I ever bought weed.
You actually purchased weed for me
I looked like a cop.
Yeah, my ID is expired. And they wouldn't let me purchase weed, but you went in for me, which is very nice of you. First time you ever actually purchased weed.
First time in my life.
And you've used other drugs, though.
Just cocaine.
It's a very strange thing. I don't know many people who've just done coke, but have never taken a hit of weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm unique in that aspect, I guess. It really freaks people out, I think.
Why never weed? What was it? Was there a reason?
The people I've seen smoke weed, it just doesn't look fun to me. And then also the way people describe what it does sounds really terrible to me.
Really?
I don't like being like slowed down or groggy or like, like, you know, without my faculties.
Okay.
Whereas cocaine just heightens your senses. So you're like, oh, this is fun. I don't even do it that much because I don't like to pay for it. So I'll do it like after a show.
But you'll currently actively, if somebody pulled out blow right now, you would do a line of blow.
Not now because we have to perform tonight.
Perform on blow.
No, I don't like to. Caffeine, I'll take like a huge thing of caffeine before I go on stage, but
so you have no, it's not a drug thing. You just literally, when you heard about what weed did, you were like, that doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah.
But how would you know if you had never had your faculties slowed down like that? I mean, have you taken like
everybody I've like ever known has
a painkiller, like a really strong painkiller before?
I don't even like those. Yeah, I've taken those and I didn't like it.
Yeah,
like I'll just be in pain because I prefer
being drunk.
That. Drunk is all right. It takes a lot. It takes too much to get drunk now, so I don't like to drink as much.
I think you should try smoking weed one day, Spence.
Maybe.
I think you should. I think, you know what you should do? Next year at Skankfest, you're going to come to Skankfest, okay? Mm-hmm. At the end of the weekend.
Well, then what if I say things awful?
Just like that? Like that sentence?
What if it
couldn't
makes
be any
that?
Worse.
Now I'm going to be embarrassed with cocaine. I speak fluently and perfect diction.
I wish we could just do a smash cut to you right now. Just fucking be like, people being like, yeah, this guy sucks.
This guy's terrible.
He's the worst fucking cokehead I've ever met.
I got fucking great business ideas, man. You got to go in with me. You gotta go in with me, man.
Dude,
fuck you, Lewis.
We should write a script. Let's write a script.
What does the J stand for? Jerk? Fuck you. Just run away.
Yeah, I think let's do it at Skankfest next year. We're gonna do 3 days next year. Next June, we already, I think we have the dates all planned out. We're gonna announce it soon enough. But you should come to Skankfest next year because Spencer's a very fucking funny comedian. But Skankfest is just a hang. It's a fun time and it's all friends.
That's
1,200 people
that's what
a
I'm
day.
Known for is hanging.
It's fucking dope. Okay?
Hanging out, not.
If I can 100% guarantee you a spot on Skankfest next year, because there's nothing to do, we're boys. People sometimes hear things like that and they go, oh, you should fucking do him a favor. No, Spencer's hilarious. I couldn't put you on it if you weren't funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I can guarantee
you
a spot on Skankfest.
If you get me high, then I'm not going to be funny. Then
no,
like,
dude,
oh, fucking,
smoke after, idiot.
Okay, maybe.
Smoke after.
Yeah, I won't get high on stage.
No,
I don't like to get drunk.
Don't get on
stage.
You know what we should do?
I'm a professional.
We should fucking do a show where everyone gets high for the first time and tries to do their act. It's only people that have never smoked weed. That'd be a fun show.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, but you do other shows too. Spence.
Yeah, if I was not alone, maybe. So I don't like being that guy that people just like. It, like busting balls is fun, but like, haha, look how dumb he looks. Hi, yeah. Then I get all self conscious.
I don't think so.
And then I get mean because I got to make fun of you because I feel like I gotta one up you.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think that's gonna be the experience for you.
So I don't do mushrooms too. I got too much going on in my head.
I think you're going to like it much more than you think you would.
I honestly do not think I will.
Okay, we'll see.
Because I know, like, I don't like pain pills. I don't like when I sleep too much. That puts me in a bed. Like, dude, I don't like that.
The fact that I'm sitting here for this long is bothering me. I feel like I need to move.
Yeah. The fact that I haven't injected cocaine into my veins.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Can you do that? Can you actually inject coke?
I think it's. I don't want to say what it's called because I have no idea. I'm not that big into coke.
Yeah.
Like, I do it if people give it to me after a show for free.
Let's see.
If people are like, you want to do some coke? I'm like, yeah. But I've had coke where it was like not good coke and I just gave it away. And that's not something somebody does who's addicted to cocaine.
Let's see. Injecting cocaine. Can you shoot up cocaine?
You can smoke it. You can, I think you melt it into some water or something and you inject it into your veins.
Let's see. Injecting cocaine. Can you inject cocaine? The answer is yes. You can inject cocaine. This is also called shooting cocaine. However, this is even riskier in most cases than snorting the drug.
Freebasing, maybe? That's the word I want to
know. Now, freebasing is when you cook it into crack, where it's not crack, they mix it with, I think, baking soda and another thing, like just part water.
Make it hard.
Somebody sent us the directions on how to make crack. We're going to make it on the show once just for fun. But
extremely illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so is fucking weed and mushrooms. We do all that shit.
Not here.
You're right. Let's see. If you're wondering,
mushrooms become a big thing now. I feel like everybody does mushrooms.
If you're wondering about how to shoot cocaine or what shooting up cocaine does, you should be very aware of the risks. Intravenous cocaine use is dangerous because it's more likely to lead to addiction, and it can also cause serious physical and behavioral side effects. When you smoke cocaine, you get the fastest effects, but some people prefer shooting up cocaine because it gives more of an intense high. Ooh, it sounds awesome.
It doesn't, though, to me. I like the, I think snorting cocaine, although I have like the least addictive personality out of anybody. So like I get to a certain point, like some people are like, I got to do all the cocaine. I get to a point at night where I'm like, oh, I've done enough cocaine.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's weird to people.
That's very rare that you could actually, where I could put it down.
Yeah.
It's like you got to snort it all and then get more and then spend the rest of the night.
I do little
pee
bumps to keep myself awake. And then I get to a point where I'm like, my nose hurts, my gums hurt.
That's how I know I'm an addict. As we're talking about it, I'm going, sounds delicious. Like when people watch Mad Men, and you want to like drink cognac and smoke a cigarette. Like after watching a man smack your secretary in the ass.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Whenever I see like the anti-cocaine ads in Subways, because they do like...
Do they have anti-cocaine?
Yeah, dude. It's like, and it's like need help. And what it is it is a super close-up shot of like lines of blow.
That just makes you want to do cocaine.
The same way they do like boxes of cereal for Dramatica to really show you the fucking...
Maybe it's an ad for finding
doggy
cocaine.
I look at it, I'm just like, that looks delicious. It looks fucking... Because it really is. Cocaine really is delicious.
Yeah.
Like the whole mouth freeze is great.
I don't like when it numbs your throat. Everybody likes that. I don't like that.
I like that. I like all that.
I like the tongue. That's fun.
I don't really like the high. I just kind of grind my teeth. I don't tell anybody that I'm on it.
Oh, see, I do.
I stop talking.
I get quiet. Yeah, I get quiet.
Yeah, I get quiet. Yeah.
I think it's like an ADT.
But thing. I like the taste and like the physical feeling of like the whole numbing of the fucking face.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I just keep on doing it. And I'm trying to look for a feeling that I like, but I'm not liking the high, but I like the numbing, so
see,
I keep on doing that.
I do it. I'm very, like, I'll do it. Like, I'll do like a small key bump every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a lot of people are doing these huge lines. I'm like, well, for what? You're wasting it. You're not going to get much higher than.
I think you're wrong. I think these coke heads are right.
I do coke responsibly. Yeah, okay. Like, doctors are like, well, actually, that's probably the correct way to do cocaine. He's fine.
Yeah. But maybe, to be honest with you, I think doctors in the fucking, like, up to the 50s were just doing coke and prescribing it to people for toothaches.
They were injecting it into their skin.
Yeah, why not,
intravenously.
Dude? Fuck yeah.
Those are the kind of words you know when you're on cocaine.
All right. So let's look. We're going to wrap this one up somewhat soon. I'm going to just get some questions going.
You're going to ask me questions?
No, we're going to take questions from the fans.
Okay. Oh, did you tweet?
I posted a thing about questions.
I've always wanted to tweet you questions, but then when I'm put on the spot, I can never think of a good question.
Think of a good question. You can even ask a question too. If you guys want to join the conversation, follow me on social media. It's at Luis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez is the website for tickets and for tickets for my tour, which is the 23rd as well. The same day I'm going to be in Houston, the tickets for my tour go on sale, or not my tour, my special, which is going to be December 9th. They go on sale, quote unquote, November 23rd. So grab your tickets. They're going to be free. I think there might be like a dollar service fee or something like that. Whatever ticket site I'm going to use, I believe there's going to be a service fee attached, but it's going to be free. You're going to pay a buck or two to come and see a fucking great hour. I think you guys are going to love it. It's coming together. I'm doing it tonight with Spencer. I'll be working on it as well, so I would love some feedback, Spencer. And yeah, you guys can ask me questions on social media. And if you love this show, you should know that we have over 330 episodes available, I believe, on demand. Every episode we've ever done of the Real Ass Podcast, plus all the other shows on the network, 22 shows here on the Guest Digital Network, including Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, now the brand new Tommy Dreamer House of Hardcore Podcast, which I'm fucking super pumped about. Huge old school ECW fan, so this is like a dream come true for me. Andrew Dice Clay, Dee Snider, Jamie Josta, and many, many, many more fucking incredible podcasts. You get access to everything on demand. Okay, it's kind of like TV. The latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and YouTube. You can just go watch them right now for free in HD. But if you want, in standard definition, but if you want everything on demand in HD, plus pre-releases on the episodes 4 or 5 days before they go anywhere else, plus ad-free episodes, plus uncensored episodes, live chat, and more, use the promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get a 14-day free trial. See if you enjoy the premium service. And if you keep it, it's just $7 a month. It's not bad.
Nice.
Not bad, doggy. All right, some questions. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go. Jose Maria Gomez at Beaner for Liberty.
This is just you on a different account.
Beaner for Liberty is a great name, by the way. He said, I just matched with a chick on Tinder. What should my opening line be? That's a good question.
I like to do a thing, like just mention something in the background of a picture. That's always fun. Like, just be like, oh, those are nice plants. Or, like, a great tree.
Yeah, you're a serial killer.
No, because they're used to, like, hey, beautiful, how's it going? And stuff like that. You just got to say weird shit and they'll answer.
Yeah, I would. If I were you, I would just send a video of you talking with your dick. You
can't with Tinder.
What?
That's later on. You do that later.
Oh, you can't just send it like, hey.
Send a picture with a Tinder.
That's what I would do. Hey, bitch.
How's it going?
Come and suck me. I'm ready.
Look at my weird mouth.
Give me a kiss.
That might work, too. But that's like...
That's
like,
pretty funny. If a chick... Here's the thing. If a chick got mad at that, she's a...
googly eyes.
She's a dumb cunt.
Yeah. That's not a girl you want.
Yeah.
If she doesn't laugh at a...
Yeah, all you gotta do is like draw eyes and then draw the eyebrows like he's sensitive, like up like...
Yeah.
You know, not like the angry eyebrows. Yeah, no. That's what you would draw, Spencer.
I wouldn't have an angry
dick. I hope you're not black.
My
hope you're not... I can't get up for blacks anyway.
Well, my dick is named Adolf. I name anything that's white and powerful Adolf.
Everything Adolf. The name of the episode.
Everything Adolf. No, you just say something good. Just say something like in her profile. Just mention something, but say like random. I don't know. I'm handsome. I don't have to deal with that shit.
You are not handsome.
I'm very handsome.
Monster.
I'm Tinder
your
handsome.
Your teeth stink.
I'm Seattle handsome because I'm tall and not rail thin.
Yeah, nobody could tell in your profile picture how tall you are. I guess
say I'm tall.
That's the first line. You're like, I'm
I
tall.
I literally say I'm 6'2".
No, do you?
Yeah. And women are like, oh, so you're tall?
You match with somebody. That's why I like Bumble. I like Bumble because the women
are fucking terrible.
No, that's great. But it's okay. Good. Let them say stupid shit. You are... They reach out to
me. Turns me off.
They make that first move, and I'm like, fine, I'm in. Yeah. I know I'm fucking in. You don't need anything creative or clever. I think something creative and clever is almost trying too hard.
Yeah. I also just say hi, because I figure we matched. Fuck it, what do I have to say?
Yeah.
Clever. We've already gotten past the hard part.
I just write that. Like, we've already gotten past the hard part. Let's fuck.
I'll show you another hard
but
part.
But I also like... I only used like Tinder and Bumble for hookups, so it's never been like anything more than like kind of flirty talk very quickly. I don't remember how I even hooked up with those girls.
You want
to
know?
It was Bumble. They reached out. They said something to me first, and one time the girl knew it was a comic, and then the other time she's a hot chick. And oh, that's right. The other time, me and Dave Smith both matched with her at the exact same time in the exact same apartment of my boy. And my boy knew the girl we matched with from like high school. And
she seems clean.
Oh, she was a fucking animal. And then I messaged her right away, and I was like, haha, you just matched with me and my boy. And that was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
That was probably, that really piqued her interest.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I know this kid who knows you.
Did you also follow, we'll fuck you at the same time?
Oh, she would have loved it. She would have loved it. Yeah, but she was a good time. But that, I guess, you know what, if you can create like a unique fucking moment like that, that definitely, and she was really hot.
Also, she's got very low, like, if she's swiping, because you both look completely different. So she has no real. You're right.
It's different, but it's not really like if you look at my Bumble fucking pictures. Like yeah, I look, I'm in shape. Like I look good. But
you look
what
like
is
a tall Jewish guy?
Well, Dave's not fucking. You know, you're not seeing he's a skinny fucking. You just like I don't know. It Bumble's a little bit misleading.
Are you trying to convince me you look
girls,
like Dave
Smith? You mean girls that me and Dave Smith have boned together?
Yeah, I'm just saying that
they have low self-esteem.
That's a sign right, she's pretty easy because she doesn't really.
Fine, the girl was easy as shit, okay? Yeah. I mean, God damn it.
Why are you disagreeing with me?
She really wanted it. Let's see, anything else? What else?
You got some good questions on there?
Let's see.
Do you think he actually wanted an answer for that?
I think he wanted an answer. That was a good
you know who can help me out with this? Luis J. Gomez.
Goddamn right.
That guy knows Tinder. Just say something really angry to her. Just be mad about something to her.
Let's see.
Threaten to fight her in a TV show on a TV, like a live stream. That'll help.
One more question. I got it. Don't worry. We got it.
No, this is great. Good thing you didn't get these before we did the episode.
Let's see. Anything else? I don't think there's anything else, Doggy. That's good. These aren't great.
What are they asking? Just say one.
Why women be tripping? Would you rather fight a drag queen with AIDS or have your dad back? That's actually pretty fun.
What was it?
Would you rather fight a drag queen with AIDS or have your dad back? It just makes no sense.
Yeah. I can't answer that.
I like it.
I think they're both terrible people.
Have you and Dave ever DP'd a bitch? And if so, did your nuts suck? We've never DP'd. Oh, I've never DP'd a woman. Have
That's
you?
True. No. A lot of women here want that now, though, and it's really fucking
annoying. What do you mean? They want to be double.
Every fucking girl
they
I talk
be
to
double
is like,
penetrated.
I'm really into being, I want to be DP'd, and I go, I don't want my dick to touch another man's dick with your, just a very thin piece of skin in between it. Because like I've used like a dildo on a girl and then fucked her, and you're like, I can feel all of that dildo.
Oh, yeah, you feel, that's true. I've used like like butt plug.
Dick.
Butt plug, you just feel, like you feel, not only that, you feel like every ridge around it.
Yeah.
Like whatever it, that thin, Big J used to talk about that in his act, it's pretty funny. It's like paper 100%
thin. 100%
of it, yeah. It's whatever it is between her asshole and her pussy, it is.
It's a piece of tissue paper.
It's fucking.
Nothing, yeah, it's not good.
It's like rice paper.
And also, your legs are touching another man's legs. There's no way to do it without touching another man. So you just feel like you're fucking a dude with a nice pussy at that point.
Yeah, I think they're part of what turns you on. Because I've double-teamed chicks. And I get turned on by double-teaming a chick. It's just her being such a fucking...
Legs.
Her being a whore.
Yeah.
Something about her being such a whore.
I don't think I could get it up. I think that would
be I'm not going to marry this chick.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's something about a girl being like that much of a fucking whore.
I just have no... like. I just feel like I couldn't get an erection with another naked dude in the room.
Come on, pull it out. I'll show you.
Right now? Let's There's not it. Even a chick here.
You didn't
if
say
I can
anything
get
about a chick.
You in the room,
I bet you can. I bet you can. All right, look,
you
guys.
You have a terrible body. So.
Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. This has been a fun one. Spencer O'Neill, how can they find you? Once again, it's SpencerOneill.
O-N-E-I-L-L.
Yeah.
If you go to my website, you can get me on all social media there.
Social media, follow him. Let him know you got him from the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to this show. See you in Houston next Friday, the 23rd, and in Portland at the end of the month. LA's coming up, San Francisco, Denver. We're wrapping up the tour, baby. It really is going great. I love you guys for coming out and supporting. Thank you for everyone that came out in Seattle, which is happening tonight, and DC, which is happening tomorrow. If you're listening to this live, you can still get tickets for the DC Improv. Myself, Kimberly Congdon, Robbie the Fire Bernstein, all going to be there tomorrow night. Two different shows, 8 and 10 o'clock in the lounge. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. I'll check you guys on Monday. Peace. Thanks for listening, guys. As you know, we have some incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network, including one of my other shows, the Believe You Me podcast, with former UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping. Me and Bisping talk shit about MMA, life, parenting, and everything in between every single week. It's an amazingly fun show. If you guys haven't been checking it out, here's your chance. Here's a clip from Believe You Me with myself and Michael Bisping.
Conceive, believe, achieve. Shut the f*** up.
This is Believe You Me on the Gas Digital Network.
Kelvin did well. One thing, I have got a bone to pick with Kelvin, motherfucker. I saw him on an embedded And he said, oh, Bisping said, yeah, you think on a full fight camp you'd really beat me? And he's like, I did just beat you on a full fight camp. But I'm like, no, Kelvin, you're missing the point, motherfucker. I just did a 10-week camp for Georges St-Pierre. I then got choked out unconscious against Georges St-Pierre. You know, took a lot of shots. Then I got drunk for 10 days and flew out to fucking China, right? And continued to diet straight again. And I was super skinny and I'd just been finished. You know, you didn't get 100% Bisping. And I think everybody knows that.
I think, what's the percentage right now? What's the percentage Bisping that he got? Can I say?
Yeah.
I think a 13% Bisping.
Why do you say 13?
You're just not you. Because I think, I'll tell you why. Because I think 14% Bisping beats Kelvin Gastelum.
I appreciate it. You know, 14, you know, when I'm 14%, I do feel good.
You're a monster, you know, 14%.
13's a whole different animal.
Basically a woman. Know? Basically a woman at 13%.
13's an unlucky number, Lewis. How are you going to beat anybody when you're 13%? You know, yeah. Let alone Kelvin fucking Gastelum.
Seriously.
Anyway, you know.
If you do the math there, just like a BetDSI ad, if you do the math there with promo code Bisping, he actually won that fight.
Yeah, exactly. If you break it down the right way and look at it from my perspective and you add on the percentage that was missing, you detract that from the knockout result, in another parallel universe, I won that fight.
You're the fucking heavyweight champion.
Get over yourself, Kelvin. What the fuck's going on?
Kelvin went to sleep in 3 seconds. It was a record-setting knockout. Flying knee, you knocked his head clean off his shoulders.
I was at an 87% deficit. Do you realize how much better that would make me?